This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting cooler, which means it's slow cooker season. And we're joined this morning by one of Australia's favourite cooks. You might know her from the first season of MasterChef Australia or her long-running cooking show, Everyday Gourmet. Or you might have picked up her brand new book about slow cooking called The Slow Cook. It's Justine Schofield. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited to talk to you. Wanted to talk to you for years, Justine, and here you are talking about slow cookers, one of my favourite things in the world. You claim in the introduction of this book that, and I quote, "The ritual of slow cooking is at the heart of how I fell in love with food." Please tell us more about that.
Oh, look, I think there's a lot of people out there that can relate to this because when you think about it, memories and sort of the nostalgic feeling of going into a house and smelling that familiar smell, whether it's a soup or a slow cooked dish my grandmother used to make, it just takes me back to my youth all the time, all reminds me of great memories of sharing a meal with family and friends too. And I think, yeah, you can look at photos and there are other ways that people keep memories, but for me, it's always been distinctly with food. And with that French background, my mum and my grandmother, they would cook quite a lot of that slow cooked either meats or fish dishes or, you know, even vegetables just cooked really slowly and gently. And the perfume of that would just be in the house for, it would linger for ages. And I constantly cook these dishes just purely for the memory and also the taste.
Is there one dish that stands out to you when you think about growing up and the smell that would permeate through the house?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's two major ones and they don't probably sound or look as attractive as other dishes, but for me they represent so much of the Schofield family or the French side of the Schofield family. It's a pot-au-feu, which is essentially, it's just like a pot roast, but it's with chicken and beef and lots of vegetables, winter vegetables, cooked slowly in water. And then all of a sudden you've got this gorgeous broth, which you eat as a first course with noodles, and then you go into the meats and the vegetables with mustards and pickles and things like that. And then there's a veal blanket, which is a stew, but it's a white stew, so it's served with this white sauce. And it's absolutely delicious and very French.
Yeah. And now this book, The Slow Cook, has 80 recipes in it, Justine. Do you have a favourite from among them all?
Oh, look, I mean, for me, I love every single one of these recipes because I've just nurtured them all. But just even looking now, creamed corn was something like, I don't care much for it, but I sort of worked on it slowly and cooked it in the slow cooker and in the casserole pot just to really perfect it. And it's one of my favourites in the book because it has this gorgeous smoked butter with it. So it's a really nice dish to have if you're having like a Sunday roast and you want a few sides. The creamed corn almost is like this delicious sauce that goes with the chicken. It is sensational and I highly recommend doing that. Even just that as is with other veggies is just so yummy.
There's a lot to love about slow cooker meals. What would you say is the best thing about a slow cooked dinner?
It's very minimal preparation and that's key because a lot of people are like, oh, I like to do that, but I'm never going to do it. With slow cooking, it's just get it all done in one pot and you put it in the oven and slow cook it or turn on a low heat and cook it or put it in your slow cooker and leave the house. It's that beauty of coming back within 2-3 hours, sometimes 4 hours, and having this magical dish that's created out of very simple ingredients. And the one pan wonders, less wash up is always key too.
Would you say that there's a real joy in slow cooking, that it's quite a cost effective way of eating?
Oh, absolutely. Winter, I love it because of the different types of vegetables that you get, but it's so much heartier and the depth of flavour you can achieve from cheaper cuts of meat. So let's talk about meat here.
Yeah.
It's the secondary cuts, beef cheeks, beef chuck, chicken thighs and drumsticks. You know, they're much more cost effective and economical. So all of these cuts, usually if you just pan fry them, would be terrible. But when they get a long and slow braise or cook with a liquid, so you put a little white wine in it or just classic stock, it transforms into this meltingly tender, result. And I think that's what gets me every single time. It's that idea of taking this slow cooked dish out of the oven and getting two forks and shredding the meat, and it pulls apart and it's just like, oh, this is going to be so delicious. And there's so many, the majority of the recipes, it's all about that pull factor of pulling the meat apart and just falls off the bone, the lamb shanks coming off the bone, or beef cheeks just being so tender and, you know, mixing it through that delicious sauce that's developed over that 2 hour cook. There's just something so satisfying about it. That's the joy of cooking in winter, I guess.
Now, when I think about slow cooking, I think often, you know, you tip all the ingredients in, you go to work, you come home, and there is a cooked meal. But you actually suggest that a bit of work beforehand can actually make the dish taste a little better.
Yes, Sam, you've done your research. I love it. It is. It's actually really important. And I think there's this misconception with slow cookers that, yes, it is already easy. Throw it in, forget about it, come home. But when I was doing my research and I'd ask people what are the negatives and positives about using your slow cooker at home, a lot of people said, look, I love it. I do get home and I do have a dish, but it's a bit watery. It lacks flavor. And the reason that is happening is because people are cutting out the searing. So getting out a pan, frying the vegetables. So let's just say you want to do a meat ragu or a bolognese with chuck meat, so big chunks of meat as opposed to mince. If you seal everything off first so you get that gorgeous caramelization, then put it in your slow cooker with the red sauce, maybe some stock if you like, and put the lid on, the flavor is incomparable to just not doing that. So sealing off the vegetables and the meat is crucial, and reducing some wine, if you're using wine, will give you the best outcome when you're using a slow cooker. So that's my biggest tip. If you've got a slow cooker, do that stage first, and it's an extra 5 minutes and it's totally worth it, because then you put it in your slow cooker and then you forget about it. And not all recipes you need to, you know, sear off first, but those ones in particular where you go, oh, look, no big deal, I'll just pop it in. Don't skip that step. Absolutely do it.
I've got to tell you a story, Justine, that once I did a slow cooker, but I did it overnight. And I am certain that the smell of the dish permeated my dreams. I had really weird dreams that night. Have you ever had this experience before?
I love that. And, you know, yes, I have, when I've left like a big, big pot of stock on overnight. Yeah. So it reduces. And I do remember actually thinking that I was jumping into the pot. So weird. I can't, it was just so vivid of jumping into the pot, like as if it was big pool. and I woke up and I was like, what's that smell?
Justine, let's jump into the pot now, because, you know, a lot of people think of stews and casseroles, but you've got a few surprise dishes in this book that you can do in the slow cooker. Can you take us through a few of those?
Yeah, I sure do. And there are a lot of surprises, but I think one that will be quite surprising is the amount of desserts you can actually do in a slow cooker. Yes, in my book, I really give people the option of doing it the classic way in a heavy-based casserole, but I also give you the recipe for the slow cooker so you can try them both ways. But, you know, steamed marmalade puddings you can make, and they turn out so well in a slow cooker. Ooh. My favorite is the sticky date pudding. That is just incredible in a slow cooker. It just works a treat. Poaching pears is just a really nice, poaching any type of fruit works really nicely because it's got that real consistent, even heat in a slow cooker. And I think the most surprising would be creme brulees. So that works out so well. So I highly recommend trying the creme brulees in the slow cooker.
Justine, this is breakfast time and I'm already thinking about dinner and dessert. Thank you for making Sydney hungry this morning, Justine Schofield. Your new book is called The Slow Cook, and really appreciate your time with us this morning on Hope Breakfast.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.